This is a CHLY and Dig FM news update. On Monday night, the New Forest Act Roadshow and campaign to reform provincial forestry legislation stopped in Courtney. The event was hosted by local organization Save Our Forest Comox Valley as part of a series of presentations throughout BC. Presenter Jennifer Houghton is a campaign director of the proposed New Forest Act.
The New Forest Act is a citizen-developed legislative proposal, and it's meant to replace the current forestry legislation in BC. It has three key priorities. The first one is ecological integrity. The second one is community-based decision-making. And the other is community economies.
The New Forest Act is a campaign of the Boundary Forest Watershed Stewardship Society, an organization based in Grand Forks that advocates for forestry protection. According to the organization, the New Forest Act is a fully developed legislative framework that prioritizes community input and shifts control to public interest stewardship. Throughout the month of June, Houghton is touring 12 communities throughout BC to advocate for the proposed framework. Houghton, through the Stewardship Society, developed the New Forest Act framework in 2024, along with project advisor and Vancouver Island-based forestry professional Dave Weaver. Weaver says that the current forestry legislation is in need of reform.
It's a timber-driven legislation where the priority is to produce, manufacture logs out of forests for timber production and that commodity and the sale of that wood. And the issue has been that has been the priority, and other values have been compromised. Wildlife, biological, biodiversity, habitat. Rates of harvest are controlled in the province on the public land. But here on Vancouver Island, we have a large area of private forest land, and the rates of harvest are not controlled. So the rate of harvest is the real concern.
Weaver says one of the goals of the proposal is watershed protection. He explains the role forestry plays in the water supply.
The amount of water that makes it into the watershed or doesn't make it into the watershed is a function of how much forest is there. Ultimately, the aquifers that charge wells or charge our water supply is a function of the trees intercepting that rain or slowing it down and letting it drip into the soil rather than running right off if there's no trees there, if they're recently logged. Or the other scenario is that we have, if it's so much logging and the snow is on the ground, and when it comes to thaw, there's no protection of that snow at all, and it just melts immediately.
According to Natural Resources Canada, forests can help mitigate climate emergencies by balancing carbon, regulating water cycles, and maintaining soil moisture. Weaver explains how forest laws could worsen climate disasters.
Nowadays, where ecosystems are stretched, they're stretching more because of climate changes coming and other developments, cumulative effects of the developments in watersheds. Intact forests play a huge role in mitigating, if anything, droughts and fire risk and all of these things. If we lose all our forests continually at the rate that we have now, and some watersheds are at that point, droughts, wildfires, floods, these are events that are going to happen more with climate change, and they will be exacerbated if we don't have forest cover.
The proposal divides the province's forests into three categories: those needing protection for ecological integrity, those with damaged ecosystems needing restoration, and those for harvests where ecosystems can be sustained.
We talk about breaking the province into three zones, areas that should be protected, which would be all primary and old growth forests. The second one would be areas that need restoration, and that it would include fireproofing and identifying that at a large scale.
In BC, there is no law establishing the minimum age of forest stand for harvesting. According to the Forest Practices Board, each timber supply area establishes their own minimum harvest criteria for age and or volume. Weaver says that the New Forest Act is proposing harvest levels shift to small patches rather than large clear cutting.
The framework within the New Forest Act is specific to use nature-directed stewardship, which is an approach that is quite indigenous, and it is an ecologically sound approach. That means that you should, whenever any harvesting goes on that the forest should be left in a functional forest state, ecologically functional state, so it's not in a recovery state. In other words, not huge clear cuts. So.
Howden says that if the reform isn't implemented, jobs within the forestry sector may face an unstable future.
We're already there. We're already at the point where timber harvest is getting depleted. The actual harvest in BC has gone down greatly over the past 10 years, and particularly the past 5 years, it's halved. And so we're already at the point where forestry is having trouble accessing good quality timber and in the kind of volumes that it used to access it. And so what's happening is there's lower quality timber, there's less of it available, it's harder to access, it's more expensive to haul. And because of that, mills are closing down and hundreds of jobs are being lost in BC every year.
According to BC forestry workers, the industry has faced a 45% drop in employment since 2001. In December 2025, North American forestry company Domtar announced the closure of the Crofton Pole Mill on Vancouver Island, leading to job losses for 350 employees.
Communities are suffering, and the timber just isn't there anymore to sustain the industry, the industrial extraction style of forestry that used to sustain BC is just not possible anymore.
Hutton says one of the goals of the proposal is to eliminate industrial extraction and for ecological limits to be built into law. New Forest Act campaigners are asking communities to call on the provincial government for reforms. Helen and her team are continuing the provincial tour on Vancouver Island for the rest of the month with a finale in Victoria on June 22nd. For CHLY and Dig FM, I'm Jane Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.